In the high-tech world, it's said that Cambridge is where you find the makers, the engineers, and the West Coast is where you look for designers and innovators. A professor at MIT has long dreamed of changing that balance, and it appears that he may now be getting his wish. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Cacophony has taken over Matt Cressy's class, but the noise is planned. And soon, he hopes, it'll become music. This week, Cressy has put MIT's first students ever in integrated design and management in a kind of boot camp. He wanted to immerse the engineers, designers, and business school students into a project where they would have to work in concert.
And the analogy I use is that people learn instruments, you know? They learn to play violin and cello and timpani and bass and piano. And they become virtuosos in these sort of instruments. But when you take these people together and you make them play together, it's a whole nother ballgame. All of a sudden, you have to respond to your fellow musicians.
The project, build instruments from found materials. And boy, did the students find materials. Mechanical engineer Maria Tafur from Bogota made a clarinet from a carrot. Engineer Tammy Shen from Taipei has made an instrument that includes glass bottles.
I put different water inside and it will make like...
She's draped it with green hydrangeas she rescued from a trash can.
What do they call these in Chinese, these flowers?
This? Xiuqiuhua. There is a mountain called Yangming Mountain and they have lots of this flower, and I went to see those flowers this year, and I love those flowers.
Cressy was teaching a course at the Rhode Island School of Design when he got an idea for the new program. He was teaching engineers from MIT and business students from MIT's Sloan School, but it was the design students from RISD that caught Cressy's attention by asking a critical question.
You know, how does this product enhance our lives?
Two of Cressy's RISD students went back to California to found Airbnb, a company Cressy says is successful largely because of the user-friendly design of its website. Cressy says it took 13 years for his idea for a design program to get traction at MIT, and when it did, he was able to pick 18 students with completely different criteria from what MIT typically uses.
And that rubric had crazy metrics, such as the metric love. And the love metric was basically, does this candidate have a large capacity for love and compassion?
Cressy was looking for people who wanted to do something meaningful for people around them and for society at large.
When I showed the rubric to my colleagues here, let's just say it got mixed responses.
Cressy says it was a hard set of criteria to quantify.
There's no test for that love metric, right? But we also asked for every student to submit a portfolio.
And what portfolios? For example, Tammy Shen has designed a robot companion for autistic children. Shen is an engineer and wants to learn design.
I love design and I want to be a designer. So that's why I'm here, because I want to combine my background of engineer and my design interests so that I can make things different.
Then there's Honey Bajaj. She designed a low-cost filter that converts snow into purified drinking water for soldiers at high altitude, and a low-cost infant warmer for premature babies, now sold in 16 countries.
You charge it like a phone. It charges in about 30 to 40 minutes and stays warm for up to 5 to 6 hours without continuous use of electricity. So it's really helpful for transporting babies from one place to the other, because most babies don't really die in the hospitals, they die during transportation.
Bajaj is from a small town called Siliguri at the foothills of Darjeeling.
You get all the tea from there.
For 4 years, Bajaj taught design thinking at one of the best MBA schools in India. She wants to use her MIT education to continue to make low-cost products with social impact. It's 7,000 miles from Siliguri to Cambridge. Bajaj's journey was in many ways much longer.
Let me tell you a story about how it works in India.
Bajaj had to break a lot of barriers to get here.
Because I come from a very small town. I'm the first in my whole family tree to have stepped out of India, have come this far.
Against her family's wishes, Bajaj left her husband to pursue her dream. And when she did, she had to overcome the fact that her GRE math scores were much lower than her peers applying to Cressy's program at MIT. She retook the GREs, and she got in.
And said, okay, one hurdle's done, but what about the tuition? Because that's a very big amount.
Bajaj wrote to 10 of the world's biggest philanthropists.
And my life changed. I got a response from Mr. Ratan Tata.
Ratan Tata is chairman emeritus of the Tata Group, India's largest conglomerate.
And the trust sponsored the entire tuition for the whole year.
The two-year program costs $72,000. To pay for next year, Bajaj hopes to work as a graduate teaching assistant at the Media Lab. The 18 students come from India, Pakistan, China, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Lebanon, the United States, Canada, Costa Rica, and Colombia. Their ultimate test this week came yesterday when they had to hit the streets of Cambridge and busk with their instruments. Maria's group raised the most money. Perhaps it was their location. They were near Area 4, a popular restaurant in Kendall Square, with an even more popular food truck out front. Or it might have been Maria's carrot clarinet that brought in the $122.92. Or perhaps it was the enthusiastic hawking of Chacha Durazo from California.
$1! $1! Help support!
Durazo wants to be president of the United States in 20 years. The money the students raised supports Innovators for Purpose, a Cambridge nonprofit that seeks to connect underprivileged children with creative people, such as the 18 students who have just embarked on MIT's Integrated Design and Management program. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Keep the wind down.